Hi, I'm Andrew Vega with the University of Wisconsin, and I'm here to relate you with what is grafting and its role in sustainable agriculture. So what's grafting? Grafting is the manipulation of two plants that are usually in the same taxonomic family. You get a scion and a rootstock, and you combine them together to create a single plant. What are the benefits of grafting? Well, you can address soil-borne diseases, you can improve the quality of the fruit, and also there's pushes in yield like 10 to 15%. I'm here to relate you with a story and why I'm an advocate of grafting. So we were working in rural Central America with indigenous women's co-ops, and there's a striking number of single mothers amongst the poor in these regions, and they often have access to small plots of land where they cultivate vegetables to either sell at the local market or feed the families. They had a problem with whitefly transmitted Gemana virus, and our lab was able to liberate a tolerant cultivar. After many cropping seasons without crop rotation, you might imagine that soil-borne pathogens would start to build up. And this source of income that these mothers had was now being threatened, and they know the harsh times were coming. So we couldn't put together high quality of fruit, resistance to Gemini virus, and resistance to soil-borne diseases. So we created instead what's called a physical hybrid. Instead of creating a genetic hybrid where you combine with every single cell has a copy of the genome of its parents, we created a physical hybrid where we created a barrier to the otherwise susceptible scion. And then we were able to hack the problem of soil-borne diseases in this part of the world. Also, grafting has an important economic importance. For example, in the lowermost pictures right there, you can see two grafted plots. They're the same plots, just different years. And one is using grafted plants, and the other one is not using grafted plants. This grower in Costa Rica, after he started using plants, grafted plants, he was able to double up his yield from 5 kilograms per plant to 10 kilograms per plant. And this is not because the grafted plants are like super plants. It's because he got less plants dying in his field. And also, grafting can push like a 10 to 15% increase in yield. And also, the last story I want to tell you is that in Wisconsin, when we have a really short growing season, grafting can play a role in pushing earliness in the plants. I have results that my plants were at least 25 days earlier. So this is important in the Midwest where cropping season is short. Thank you.